This one is definitely more on the serious side, spiritually, philosophically, existentially. So not as much basketball training talk here, but some deep thoughts that you may want to consider if you are in a pensive, thoughtful mood. So March 1st, 2020, my best friend passed away, and today is his birthday, December 13th. He would have been 30 years old today. So I wanted to record a more existential, more serious podcast episode to help me verbalize some thoughts out there, and hopefully some of the thoughts can help you out if you're listening to this, whenever you do listen to this. And certain things I've been taught, I've learned, I've been told, as I've had to, you know, experience grief, like legitimate grief for the first time, especially something so unexpected. So here are a couple of thoughts that come to mind. So I believe the Bible. I believe that is the operating system for my life, and that's what I go with, right? So I know that it says life is a vapor of mist, but at the same time, you know, there's, and along with life being a vapor of mist, you don't know what will happen tomorrow. You don't know when somebody will be gone. And we're also supposed to be satisfied with the long life. Like, you look at it, not just spiritually, but from the sense of, man, we're living so much longer than what we used to back in the day. Like, the life expectancy is not 30 years old anymore. It's people who are, have family members who are living up to 90, 95, 100, really. And I can see both. I've seen both. So life being a vapor of mist and having a long life, it is a dichotomy there. It's two sides of the same coin. And I still struggle with both of those truths. And grief makes you think about death in a certain way. Like, you can't fear death, but at the same time, you can't be wanton and reckless with it too. It's a interesting thought experiment to realize anybody you love can just, you know, not be here tomorrow. You can wake up and the last time you hug them is the last time you're going to be hugging them on earth. That is an interesting thought experiment. And my friend, best friend who passed away, I remember him doing things super fast. Like, he always hasted to do things, and you probably won't believe me, but I've heard him say before he believes he'll have a shorter life. And talking to his mom, she believes, and I believe too, I can see it, that he knew that, and him knowing that made him do things faster. So with that in mind, with him doing things faster, you know, she also said, his mother also said, impatience is a learned skill. And finding that balance between patience, contentment, while also not being satisfied and moving fast because life is a vapor of mist, has been very interesting. I have not mastered it at all yet, but it is something that I'm working towards. And I challenge you to find that pace. You know, we talk about pace in basketball. You know, what is John Wooden? What has John Wooden said? Make sure that you are quick but not in a hurry. And trying to find that balance when it comes to life in general. And there's a comfort, though, just with my belief, knowing that whatever God has taken away, and I mean, people might say the universe, you might not even believe in that, I'm not sure, but I know whatever God takes away, he replaces in quantity and in quality. So it's fun to be able to live through and see that. I've also learned and am trying to be more vulnerable and realize that life is definitely short, and learn how to say enough without having to say too much, and getting the point across and being more intentional with that. I know what I do appreciate is something that my friend left a legacy, not just with me, but with other people, and especially something that is tangible that we can listen to, like music. So I'm not sure whether it's videos that you can leave, a vlog, if it's music, but something where people can go back and listen and watch and experiment and engage with, so that you're always not too far away, in a sense, you know. I know I used to try to think that I could prepare for bad events, and that would be helpful in easing the pain for something that may actually happen, or some bad when it does happen. But for me, I'm not sure if it's the same for you, but I think it actually does more damage than it does good, because it robs from those present moments that you eventually want to pull from as a memory. So it's kind of like playing. I think, you know, you rob yourself of that moment when you're thinking about the mistake in the past or something that hasn't happened in the future. And all the sports psychologists say play where your feet are. So if you're going to do that, that's where you have access to your full training, and you can play your best. You can play at your peak. And I'm sure it's the same thing with life. So staying present and listening to the power of now. One thing that Eckhart Tolle talks about is asking yourself, I wonder what my next thought will be. And it's weird, but once you ask that question, you literally, it's like you pause almost, or you're just so still and so engaged in what's going on in the moment. And in that engagement, that awareness, that observance of the now is what the book is basically about. So just trying to stay more connected to what's going on in the present moment, and then whenever it is time, and making better moments, right? I talk to guys, I mean, it's weird when I talk to people, I actually, after people I have a comfortable relationship with, and that it's a safe space to talk about certain things, people who have lost loved ones, like their moms, their dads, their brothers, I talk to them and I ask them, you know, how they feel, and I ask them what they, just questions that I'm sure other people would be curious to know. And they give similar responses. It's if they can go back, create moments, be intentional about creating certain moments, different moments with them, and be present with those moments, because those will be the memories that you pull from later. So, again, I don't know if this helped anybody out. It's more philosophical, more existential, definitely more serious. But hopefully one of those notes, those thoughts that I've had as I verbally process this day can help you out and stick with you. Those people who you have in your lifetime that are friends, but more so really closer than a brother, reach out to them. Make sure you show them you love them. And, yep, that's it. Y'all have a great day.
That podcast gave you some value. If it did, please rate, review, and subscribe to this. It only makes the podcast better. I read every single one. And at the very least, go join our group. You'll see the link in the description of this episode, and I will catch you on the next one.